All right, so me and my friend Sarah here, we just had a small discussion over lunch and we were discussing credibility on social media, on Instagram, on YouTube, and just overall on social media. And we thought that all these thoughts and ideas are kind of important to share with the world because we kind of agree on the same principles, values when it comes
to... We got very passionate.
Yeah.
We wanted to share. That sounds really wrong as well.
When it comes to creating any account anywhere, because I think it's very important to know why you are doing it and what you are trying to achieve with it and who you are trying to influence, since the word influencer became very common, very used. And yeah, that's just what we want to talk about a little bit, because recently both of us, we were getting... not similar, we were getting even the same offers on Instagram to do certain stuff, to get some products, whatever it was. And we both didn't like the way we were approached or stuff like that by brands, by companies. Or we just didn't like the way some companies treat other people, other so-called influencers on Instagram. Now, if you don't know us, my name is Matt, this is Sarah. I am not particularly big on any platform. When it comes to numbers, I have like 3,000 followers on Instagram. I'm just kind of slowly growing YouTube, very slowly. I have like 200, 300 subscribers. Sarah here, you have like 42,000 followers on Instagram, a couple of thousand on YouTube.
Nearly three.
Ooh, congrats.
Thank you.
Let's not stick to numbers, right?
No, yeah, but numbers don't matter, guys.
But what we want to talk about is what's the difference between growing your platform organically and buying followers, and why both of us are very, I don't want to say negatively approaching fake followers, but...
No, for sure. I'm very much against it. And the reason this conversation come apart is because one of your friends saying that maybe it makes people look more credible, having this huge following. And we started off with like, so why does someone with 10,000 followers look more credible over someone with 10 years of experience?
Yeah, exactly. Because it's very, that's what we've been saying, that it's very different. It's very important to differentiate, what's the word?
Yeah, that's right.
Differentiate between trying to look credible and trying to be credible, or to look credible and to actually be credible are two different things. And what's becoming the new normal these days is that it's being more important to look credible than to actually be credible. And many people actually are trying to just look credible.
Yeah.
And what's very sad, what I think is very sad, is that companies, brands, anyone who's doing business doesn't really care if people are actually credible. They just care that they look credible and they will choose someone to represent their brand or whatever they are doing based on how many followers they have, no matter what platform, only because they think that they will bring possibly bigger revenue, which, okay, from maybe business point of view, makes sense. Mm-hmm. But then they don't know, they don't realize, many of them, that many of these so-called influencers have actually fake followers.
Yeah.
So the revenue or whatever...
is not going to be
exposure
affected.
You will not be affected because they will not actually bring you anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think lots of people don't realize that. That's why we are actually talking about this.
And I want to go back to the whole people wanting to look credible rather than being credible. And I think it comes down to, you were saying as well, is people want their first videos and their first content to go viral and to go big because that's what's in. And the reason we want to highlight all this kind of stuff is actually, if you want to be credible and if you want to be a sustainable brand business, even just as a yoga teacher, you need to realize that this whole road to credibility, it's a process and it should be a process. It's like any product that you put on the market. Unfortunately, we're talking about people, right? Like, mm-hmm. I am my own product. And I think this is where people's self-worth and their, what's the word am I looking for? Things they feel self-conscious about.
Mm-hmm.
I think that enables them to kind of go the short road and be like, okay, now I need to buy this, this, and this because I need to fulfill something, right? Whereas the whole road to this credibility, it should be trial and error. And this whole process of learning and redoing and getting to different stages, you're robbing yourself of it, for one. And for two, that's what comes with being a professional, is the first products you put on the market are not going to be perfect, and you can't wait for it to be.
Yeah.
But you need to do it in order to test it, see whether it works, if not, change it. And that's the way that you grow. And that's where the credibility comes, is always having that consistency to show up and give what you're giving at a professional standard. Whereas this whole numbers thing is robbing us from that.
Yeah.
Am I making sense?
Yeah, you do for me.
Good.
I definitely agree that many people don't realize that it's a process like any other, that it takes time. And in the beginning, especially, it can be very challenging, very mm-hmm. hard. And you have to realize, that's why we are talking about why is so important, why you are actually doing it, why you are actually trying to build Instagram account or a big following. What's the reason behind it? Is it just because you want a big following, because you want to be accepted in some kind of society, yeah, which is based on how many followers you have? Mm-hmm. Or is it to actually send some message, some deeper message that you have, that you want to share some teaching, or you want to share anything you want to share, basically? Or you just want to be an influencer, because just for the sake of it, because I want free stuff and I want to show off my life.
But I think as well, this people doing it, yeah, okay, I want sponsorship, I want free stuff, this, look into why you think that's successful.
Yeah.
Like, surely that should highlight to most people that, okay, there's a hole that I'm trying to fill with this gratification of getting all these free things. And I can honestly say, even you knew me when I had 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
I never set out with the intention of growing Instagram. I never set out with the intention of getting big numbers and free sponsorship. I set out with the intention of, okay, yoga changed my life a hell of a lot. I want to share that. And this is the way that I've found a bigger kind of market. And I've always kind of stuck to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, like you say, it should be the why behind it. And especially, so maybe we're not even talking fitness or professionals, but you're talking smaller businesses.
Mm-hmm.
It's sticking to those business morals, values and standards that, okay, it will take a longer amount of time, but then you've got actual credibility.
And actual people following you.
Actual people.
Because they like what you are doing and what you are spreading, instead of just...
And surely that means more than a free pair of bloody trainers.
Yep. Again, it depends what your goal is. Maybe your goal is... I remember when we did a workshop with Hero, Action Hero. He's a yoga teacher, international yoga teacher. He said that it actually depends what your goal is, because maybe someone's end goal is just to get free stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, fair enough. What I'm just saying, I don't like the word influencer, just because how they are perceived now. It's like you are not influencing people in a way to grow or to have better life. You are influencing people to just buy stuff that you are showing them to buy, and that's now considered as a job.
Yeah, consumer market.
And you are basically just walking advertisement. And again, fair enough, if this is your goal, you want to do that, do it. But I think you have to be careful, because you actually have some power to influence people. Mm-hmm. And then I guess it comes down to values.
This is another thing as well, is I want people to be aware of, okay, say if you do go into collaboration with a brand and you get all this free stuff, don't give away your authenticity, your passion and your content in, not return, but don't give away that kind of wholeness just because you're posting every single day about different brands. Like, they're going to use you and tell you to keep posting and do this and this, but it needs to be a kind of balance, right? So don't lose that thing that you've built that's took you a while to build just because some other brand's saying, okay, you need to post this, you need to tell people to do that. Because I think as soon as people start looking and saying, yeah, well, all she's doing is feeding me makeup or doing this, then that brand doesn't really take the hit. Yeah. It's you as a person.
Yeah. And I've been recently approached by a couple of brands and companies, and this is the thing that I realized once I started to be approached by all this stuff, that none of them actually was things that I wanted to do. Like, part of me was like excited, like, wow, I'm being approached by somebody getting free stuff. But then I was like, but is this really what I want to do? Is this who I want to be? Do I want to sell myself to anything that I get for free only for the sake of getting something for free? Because as I told you even before, I wouldn't mind promoting brands or companies which have the same values I have, and companies or brands that I've been already using maybe, or stuff that I actually use and that I think it's valuable and it's usable and that I would actually like to recommend to people. But it's different when random company approaches you, oh, we give you this for free, just post for us one picture and tell people to get a discount and buy it. I'm like,
so it's never for free.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah, this is, so even for me, I'll admit, when the first kind of freebies were coming in, I was like, oh yeah, cool, like send it me over, especially if it was like small businesses in Dubai and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't mind posting on my story for you, because that's it. You'll hardly never see me post on my page. But I started to see then again how people try and exploit that. So they've sent me something for free and I've spent good amount of time and energy to put on the stories and say they've got this and this, mm-hmm. and highlighting, and then they'll message me back and be like, yeah, but you need to do X amount of posts and stuff for that
and
free.
They give and you I'm a certain like, frame of things that you have to yeah. do for and this, so to deserve this
point
item.
One talk, if you are going to accept free stuff, put down straight away what you're willing to do. Mm-hmm. And I was the same as you. Like, I remember this one company, it was a bottle with a crystal in it to fill up water. And I was like, yeah, it's nice stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I remember them coming back at me with so many like stuff that I had to
conditions.
Do. And then in my head, I'm thinking, hang on a minute. I don't actually want this thing. Like, it won't make a difference in my life. Like, no offense to anyone who does the bottles of water with the crystals in it. But then it's a reality check. And it's just thinking, why am I, again, putting myself out there and degrading kind of the brand that I've built mm-hmm. for someone else's gain? Yeah. Who are quite literally trying to exploit me as well.
I think the main message we are trying to send with this video is not to hate on everybody who's promoting themselves and not to hate on all the influencers that are promoting brands and stuff. I just think, especially for people who are, because I know people who are trying to build their platform into something, and I know for a fact that many of these people don't even know why they're doing it. Mm-hmm. They are just seeing other people having their fabulous lives on Instagram and they think, oh, I want to live like this, but they don't realize that this is just a mask, just to getting free stuff, promoting free stuff, and
they get sucked in.
Yeah, so maybe just before you do that, check with yourself what's the goal, why you are doing this. Mm-hmm. What are your core values? If you want to send any deeper message, especially if you get approached by brands, maybe check if this is something I would actually use, this is something I want, or it's just the nice shiny thing that I get for free and let's promote anything just for the sake of getting it for free. And again, this is just my opinion and your opinion. You don't have to agree, and we don't care. No. We just feel like we need to get it out, because we get very passionate about this, about fake following and all that. And I think from my side, that's a wrap. Would you
for
like
me,
to add something?
At the end of the day, if you are looking to build yourself and build your own kind of business, stop taking shortcuts and stop kind of selling yourself short. And think about long-term goals for you, whether that means bringing other people in or whether that means doing it for yourself. Now, doing it for yourself will be hard and you'll feel like you're not getting the recognition that you deserve. But trust me, at the end of it, you're going to feel so much more fulfilled by having this, I'm just going to call it an egg of you, of life that you've created due to your values, and no one can take that away. So I think that's it from me.
Yeah. I would just like to add that what you said about shortcuts, the more all the shortcuts you will take during the process, they will reflect later on, because you cannot skip some stuff and just think that this is going to get you somewhere. Like, you, unfortunately or fortunately, you have to go through all that, even hard stuff, even shitty stuff, because that's what actually building you as a person or as a brand or as a small company, whatever you are. Because the more shortcuts you will do, the more shortcuts will backlash on you later on.
It'll bite you in the ass.
Yeah. Right, yeah, that's it.
Enjoy
that's
your days.
That's a wrap. If you have anything to add to this, let us know. It's at Sarah.
Sarah, S-A-R, short for Sarah with a H, but S-A-R underscore white.
And at Matt Bendick. If you disagree, let us know why. If you agree, good for you. And
yes.
That's it. That's all from our side. Have a wonderful day. And
peace and love.
Peace and love.
Always.
See you in the next video. Peace.